Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You sound like Art Bell. I hope you're all doing well today. It's raining where I am. I'm not sure what's going on with the weather. It's definitely different. I had a flannel shirt on yesterday, and it's mid-August in North Carolina, so very, very odd. So, if you're new to my show, The Mystic Oracle, with me, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome. If you're one of my students or clients, welcome. I'm glad that you're all here today. I need you here with me today because you're going to make this show be whatever it is. So, I'm going to let you call in. I'm going to do little mini readings and little mini conversations with people if you like. When you call in, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And you will give Dawn, the wonderful God in the radio God in the studio, that's who he is. You will give him your name and the month and day you were born and your present age. Okay, so I don't have to do the simple math to figure out where you are in time. Today, my friends, what day is it today? It's August 17th. Every day is significant. First of all, because if we wake up, we're still breathing, most likely, and we're here. And the day is filled with intention, each and every one of them. The ancients knew this. We've lost track of this because we've digitalized, or digitized, I guess is the word, our lives, you know, and it, rather than being in touch with nature and how the sun is moving, we're more in touch with whether it's 102, 103, 104, 105, I'll meet you in 5 minutes. You know, there was a time when people said, I'll see you in the morning, or I'll see you in the afternoon, or I'll see you in the evening. And now, what time is it? It's 3:22. We've become the digits, and we've done the same thing to our lives. So I like to resonate with the ancients and with nature as much as possible, even though, you know, I'm living in this time and this age and the modernization of life. So today is August 17th. You know, many of you receive my card of the day. You didn't receive it today because I haven't done it, but I put it on my website and I put it on Facebook and I send it out as a free email daily. And this is one of the ways that I give back. Because each day has a significance, and each year has a significance. Anything that's resonating numerically is shifting and changing and presenting to us opportunities and challenges and possibilities. Challenges are always opportunities that are disguised for the moment. And we always have greater possibilities for everything. Always. Today is a Nine of Clubs day, and very often some people are afraid of nines because they represent endings. But anything that represents an ending has a new beginning attached with it. It's like a question. A question always has an answer attached to it. If we wait, it will be revealed. But a lot of times we get stuck in the question. Especially the people born in the club suit. Because the club suit represents the mental realm, so the club people like to analyze and think and, gather as much information as possible. And so they might stay in a question longer than the rest of the suits, the hearts, the diamonds, and the spades, because that's what the clubs do, and they do it for all of us. They question, they analyze, they think, they build conceptual frameworks and belief systems as well. All of which are up for question. And today is the Nine of Clubs day. So if nines are about endings or letting go or release, then we get to let go of how we're thinking. Yay! We get to let go of past ways of thinking that don't serve us, plans that aren't manifesting, even if we've been banging into every wall and smashing our head against every possible object. If something's not working, it might be good to step back and think, perhaps I should have gotten off at Avenue B and I didn't. Let's go back and review or look or do nothing and see what happens. That's what the Nine of Clubs teaches us. Nines are initiation portals. Every one of them, the Nine of Hearts days, the Nine of Clubs days, the Nine of Diamonds days, the Nine of Spades days, the Nine of Hearts people, and the Nine of Clubs people, and the Nine of Diamonds people, and the Nine of Spades people. All of these nines, whatever form they're taking, are portals for initiation. And to the people, unto themselves, they are portals. And so is life. So if this is your birthday, listen closely. These are powerful, powerful portals that help us evolve, that show us the possibilities that are beyond where we are, the greatness that exceeds the moment we have, in the moment we have. So figure that out. This is a day of expanded thinking. Expanded thinking will lead to great possibilities today, especially in the arena of love and romance. Even though the Nine of Hearts is, the heart suit is governing the romantic realm of the universe, the Nine of Clubs has the Queen of Hearts as its spirit card. So she's in there, sort of hiding, but not really. And she is the queen of the suit that governs love and emotion and feeling and compassion. She is the wearing the crown of compassion. So the spirit card. We all have a spirit card. We each have a spirit card. Every birth card has a spirit card. And our birth card represents, the costume or the gown or the suit, whatever, that we're wearing to the ball being life. Our birth card is our soul's expression. It's the energy we embody and carry with us to express It's how we're moving with our being, with ourself. It determines our life path and all the cards that fall before us. And it determines who we are. Our spirit card represents our inner psychic. Our inner psyche and the realm within, that which we deal with on a personal level with ourselves, the challenges and the opportunities that we have for fuller self-expression of who we are. So today, on the Nine of Clubs day, and when I do the card of the day, I take all these things into consideration. I take into consideration the day, the number of the day that it is, and the card that's governing the day, what the cards, spirit and soul cards are. I also think about what year we're in. Because each year is governed by the numerological influences that exist. So, the Nine of Clubs is a very special card. And with that queen in there, our deeper thoughts about love, romance, relationship. The people in our lives that we're close to. Those are going to be things that we might be thinking about. You know, maybe we want to change the way we're thinking about relationship. If what, how we're thinking or the beliefs that we have aren't working, then it's always good to review, refine, and change things up. So, this would be a day because it is an initiation portal, and there is a major focus on our taking responsibility for our relationships. Our first relationship, of course, is the one we have with ourselves. So, that's always a good place to start. I like to start there. You know, if something's going on in a relationship that I'm either disappointed about or don't understand or it isn't working for me. I like to have a little sit down with myself and say, okay, what is it that's not working? And how are you relative to this in relationship with yourself? What's going on there? You see, the soul card of the Nine of Clubs is the Six of Diamonds. So this card is bound to take responsibility for values, higher values, of course. And these are relative to how we show up with our heart. Imagine going to a party. And you bring your heart with you. And, well, just imagine living the day. But I guess a party is a good example. You have your heart with you all the time. We carry our heart. So imagine you're carrying your heart in your hands. And you want to take care of your heart. It's very tender and it's very beautiful and it's very fragile. It's very fragile. And in a way, we are all carrying our hearts everywhere we go. And everyone else's heart is just as fragile. It's just as delicate. It's vulnerable. And sometimes we forget that we're interacting all the time with each other's hearts. And maybe we're so busy with our agenda or our goals or our duties that we forget. And we forget with ourselves. Where do I need to go first to check in to see how I'm doing? In my head? Who wants to go in there? I mean, I don't think there are bad things going on in my head, except when I hear there are 9 billion birds falling out of the sky and 9 billion fish floating to the sea. And I think, what could this be? It's either the radiation from the sun because we're losing our electromagnetic shield, or it's HARP. Then things go on in my head that are very crazy, you know, because I'm an Aries and we just want to blow things up if we don't like them. But let's go back to the heart. Because the heart only wants one thing: to be recognized with tenderness and kindness, to be treated with gentleness and respect and love. And what if we viewed ourselves and each other? What if we viewed each other as if we were standing there holding our heart in front of us? That part of us that feels it's our central intelligence, the CI me, the CI M, CI M. That's who is resonating with everything. What if when we looked at each other and ourselves, we saw ourselves that vulnerable? I think it would make a difference with how we behaved in the moment. Trust me, I didn't think about this before we started this show. I wasn't thinking about anything. Nothing. But this is what's coming through. And this is what's coming through the Nine of Clubs. This is the portal. If we choose to step into the portal of each day, to discover who it is, what it brings, and how we resonate with it. Because each day we have a very personal relationship with the energies of the day. I think I might do a little iBook about this. Anyway, we have a personal relationship with each and every day. So for me, my birth card is the King of Diamonds. Okay? So when I add my King of Diamonds solar value, which is 39, to the solar value of the Nine of Clubs, which is 22, I get 61. Then I subtract 52, the number of cards in the day, and I get 9. Wonder why I'm having this conversation about the heart. For me, my relationship with this Nine of Clubs day and the Nine of Clubs, which is governing the day, is the Nine of Hearts, the card of universal love. So that's exactly why I'm having this conversation that I hadn't thought about a minute before I started speaking about it. Because this is what the day is revealing to me. And for each and every one of you, it's revealing something different. So, I'm going to tell you how you figure that out if you don't know. There is an order to the four suits. And If you want to figure this out, get something to write with, okay? There's an order to the four suits: the heart suit, the club suit, the diamond suit, the spade suit. There are 52 cards. There's a joker. He's sitting above everybody else watching, so we're not going to count him in the math. Okay, so if you're a joker, then whatever day it is, that's your relationship with the day. Same goes for the King of Spades. Okay, so you guys are taken care of if you're out there. Okay, so this is how you figure out your relationship with the day. The cards have a solar value, 1 through 52. So the Ace of Hearts, because the heart suit is first, and suits are counted ace through king. If you're a poker player, you have to change that paradigm in your head for this, because in poker, aces rule. In this system, the kings are wearing the crown of mastery, okay? The aces are the visionaries that lead the way. But the way is going to lead to the mastery of the king and that crown. Okay. So the Ace of Hearts is one, the Two of Hearts is two, the Three of Hearts is three, so on. Next suit is the club suit. So when you get to the club suit, you've gone through the first 13 cards. The Ace of Clubs is 14. You count forward, and then you come to the Ace of Diamonds, which is 27. Okay? And then you keep counting 28, 29, 30, blah, 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 until you get to the Ace of Spades, which is 40. You assign those numbers to every one of those cards. And then, when you. So today is a nine of clubs, and the solar value of that card is 22. So you add the solar value of that card to the solar value of your card. And you get a number. If it's 52 or lower, you look at, find the number and which card it's associated. That is the determining card for your relationship with the day. It's the same with people. This is all in my book, Love and Destiny, relative to people. Okay? If it's more than 52, subtract 52 and find the number. So for me today, I'm having a nine of hearts relationship with the day, and I want to talk about love and relationship and all the things that go along with that. We have to take responsibility on relationships, and this is a day to learn this. Now, having told you all that about your personal card of the day, your personal relationship with the card of the day is governing all of us. It's how we relate to it that's determined by our relationship with it. However, it's gifts, it's lessons, it's opportunities, it's wisdom. What it brings to each one of us, that's all the same in general for everyone, every living thing, every living thing. Whether it's flying, swimming, walking, climbing up the side of a tree, breathing, taking in light, barking, meowing, chirping. Everybody. Sometimes, we're in a relationship and it's not working. Maybe it's working for one person, it's not working for the other. Maybe it's not working for either person. But nobody knows because nobody's talked about how it's not working. We need to talk about what's not working. And If it's not working, perhaps if it's something that can't change, perhaps it's time to let go. It's always time to let go of fantasies about relationship, I think, because it's really easy to have a fantasy that has nothing to do with reality. And, we're off and running into this whole thing, and we've already gotten married and divorced and had 47 children, and we haven't even gone on a date with somebody. So, that's where the mind likes to go. It likes to fantasize. And that's fine and good, unless it's causing us to be distracted, almost drive into a car when we're on our bicycle, walk off the side of a building because we weren't looking, because we were, getting married in our head. It's really important to be in the moment and be realistic with who we are and what's actually happening. Is nobody calling in here today? I don't see any messages. Maybe I'm not access. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Okay. You can call in if you want. I might have scared you away at this point. Or maybe I'm saying something interesting and you don't want to interrupt me. Okay, so who knows? I'm not going to fantasize about that either. The reality of the moment is so very important because that's what we have right now. And we never know if we're going to have the next one. We just don't. And we assume we do. We're charging around the planet in cars and things that move and are made of metal. Some of them are up in the air. And, it's like we forget where we are because we're so busy with things of importance. Who said that? Winnie the Pooh? We're so busy with what we think is important, it's really easy to forget that we're walking around with our little hearts in our hands, and we're very delicate and vulnerable. And this life is even more delicate and more vulnerable because we have no idea how long it's been given to us for. Numero uno. I have the moment. I could have a heart attack at 3 o'clock. Whatever's going to happen to me, let me tell you something. I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to die at 3 o'clock. I don't know what, not today. I mean, I don't know. But I have been saying my entire life since I was a child, I always use 3 o'clock as the time. So I just now realized, you know what? That's probably my exit moment when I leave my body. Or maybe the world's gonna, well, I'll leave my body if that happens too, if the Earth, the planet goes nova or whatever's gonna happen here. Something's gonna happen, They say if this is too good to be true, it is. Look at where we live. Oh my God. Why do all the saints say that this is an illusion? It's too good to be true. It's so incredible to be alive. It's so incredible to be on this planet. Of course, we're destroying it rapidly, but it's so incredible. We have volcanoes, we have rivers and ocean, tons of oceans. I mean, we're killing them. We have birds that sing, they're dying too. We have flowers. Everything is so incredible. The birds sing to us, the flowers smile at us, and they give off these wonderful scents that are intoxicating. We're living in this incredible paradise that is too good to be true. It's an amazing illusion. We're alive. What if we were awake in the illusion and alive at the same time in every moment? I know we all have our moments where it's just like, whoa. Whoa, dude. It's like, wow. It's so incredible to be alive. What if we were living like that every moment? I think That is a really good thing to strive for. And I think that's what that this day is telling us. I think that's the message of this day. For each and every one of us to strive to be fully and completely present in the moment. Wowing, wowing, wowing. Oh my God. I was in LA in July. Yes. And I was walking with a couple of my friends. We had just had dinner and we were walking down the street. We're in West Hollywood. And there are lots of blooming things there. And they smell yummy. And I kept getting further and further behind my friends because I would be walking along and I would smell something and my nose would just take my whole body in that direction. And I was wandering all over, sticking my face in all these different flowers. And one of my friends, Mark, he turned around at one point and he was like, he's just smiling at me like, I was like a puppy or something. I want to be like that all the time. I mean, I also want to be able to pay attention to the duty at hand and do what I need to do. But, life is intoxicating. I think Rumi must have lived his life like this because all his poems, he's just stoned out of his mind. I don't know, maybe he was smoking opium, but who cares? He was like completely intoxicated by life all the time. And I feel so profoundly that the influence of the energy of today, it's the 17th of August, okay? So that's a one and a seven, which equal an eight. A one is a time of birthing. So the 17th holds within it the possibility of a birthing. Birthing that which is new, and it also represents the self. So we put those together. The seven is refinement. It's the number of spirit, the refinement of spirit. With the refinement of ourself and a new beginning into the abundance, which is the eight, and the totality of life and all that exists that we can perceive, which is the nine of clubs, in the day, in this day. Is there anything cooler than being intoxicated by a fragrance or by something you see, something that's experienced with our senses that awakens us? Because that's who we really are. We are a response to creation. We are a response. We're in relationship. We're being created constantly. Each soul, each cell, well, let's talk about that. Each cell has a soul. Wow. I have not been smoking anything. Honestly, I woke up 5 minutes before I was supposed to do this radio show. I was out dancing until after 2 a.m. Probably till 2:30 in the morning, I was out salsa dancing. And I was having a ball. And I didn't set my alarm. And I woke up and I looked at the clock and I went, oh my. And I got on the computer, and this is what you're getting. So it's incredible. So I'm not intoxicated. Well, I am intoxicated. I'm intoxicated with life. You know, each and every one of us is an entire universe. And this is one of the things I love about the cards. Each and every one of us is a portal. When I look at the grand life spread, and I am going to be teaching some workshops very soon online and in person. If you live in Hawaii, I might be coming there in November. So, you know, each and every card in the deck is a portal to an entire creation. And together we create the cosmos of life as humanity in time. We're in time right now. And time can feel very constricted, can't it? Oh my God, I'm going to be late. Oh my God, I have a radio show in 5 minutes. Oh my God, we are that. My friend Nicholas says, oh my God.com. You know, we are. Oh my God. I don't know about you, but I really want to be, oh my Godding all the time with what I'm seeing. I just love it that I can see. I just love it that I can see. And I know people that have lost their sight, they probably can see things I can't see. They see in a different way. I love it that I can hear. And I had something happen to my ears last year, and I couldn't hear for a couple of days. And I thought, oh no. You know, and I suddenly had so much compassion for people that have hearing loss. Made me appreciate my hearing even more. Touch, we can feel. And we feel each other when we touch. Today is a day to slow down. Because when we're really in the moment's really long. It's really big. It's very vast. It's all inclusive. Okay, no dead air time on the radio. So, I'm ready for phone calls. If anybody wants to call me, you can call in on a number. And that number is what? 888-627-6008. That's for the US and Canada. If you're outside of the US and Canada, you can go on Skype, BBS Radio. Is the Skype name. And maybe there's nobody listening to this radio show. Well, I know somebody's listening. Somebody emailed me. So if you want to call me, I'm happy to look at your cards. I'm happy to tell you about your spirit and soul cards. I'm happy to do anything you'd like to do. Otherwise, I might just keep talking about the day and the moment and the rain that's falling outside the window. And I also might take a break for a moment. So, Dawn, if you're there, maybe you could put on some music for a minute, 1 minute, and then I will come back. And you can call in and talk to me if you like. Okay, I'm back. I was just talking with Don in the studio. So apparently there are a lot of you out there. Okay, so Jim is on the line from Indiana. Hi, Jim.
It's a K
Are you
E.
there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Not Jim, Ken.
It's me.
Ken, hi Ken.
I hear you.
You hear me? I hear you
Oh yeah, I
too.
hear you good.
Hi.
He may have to push a switch. It's not Don. Doesn't sound like Don.
We're together. I hear you. You
Oh,
hear
cool.
me, right?
Oh, I hear you.
Your birthday is February 8th.
61.
So, did you know that your birthday is a Four of Spades day?
No, I didn't.
Yes. Well, would you like me to tell you about that? Because you're a very strong-willed gentleman, aren't you?
Quite.
A
That's
man
a
of
good
determination. Determination. And perception, very perceptive. I have a question. Do you have your own business?
Yes, I did.
That's good because you're a really good businessman, I would think.
I believe I am.
Yes, you're incredibly perceptive, and whenever you follow your intuition, you're right on the money. If you don't, then it's questionable. Now, this is the power that comes with your birthday is very great because you could do absolutely anything. You know, you're like a moving mountain when you decide on something. You know, it really serves you to listen because sometimes you can be so sure about where you're going and what you're doing that you might not listen, but you have tremendous power to manifest in this life.
You're right. I do kind of.
So, tell me something. You were born in 1961, so does that make you 42?
Yeah, you go 5-2.
What?
5-2-52.
52. See, this is why I don't want
52
to do
car, take
the
that.
math. You did?
You do have an infectious laugh. Thank you.
Where were you?
It's
What
working
year
fine.
were you born?
1961. So I,
Oh.
in this body,
In this
52.
body. Okay. So, oh, this is a really good year for more business because you're in a Jupiter year and you've got the Jack of Diamonds sitting in your house. It's also a time when you want to cultivate your inner world and your belief system, what's important to you, your values. There's a real strong spiritual wave that's moving through your life and time right now at the age that you are. 52 is a very profound year. There are 52 cards in the deck. So this is a year when you sort of take everything great that you appreciate in your life, the things that you're grateful for, and you take them forward with you into the next 52.
Dig
Do
it.
you have a specific question? Your card is sitting in the Queen of Clubs house, so this is a profound time for you to hone your intuition and your relationship with your intuitive talent intelligence. You're also probably being spurred with new ideas, I would think. Wow.
This is true. Yeah, the
Yeah.
question would be regarding confirmation. I've been working on a technology for business consciousness incorporated into executive coaching and recruiting gives a mirror effect. And
The
provide
mirror
some wavelength.
effect.
Yeah, it's a mirror effect technique I developed. It takes
Whoa,
motivations
that's.
and creates them and then puts them on perception and reality. Here's where I work, here's the reality of where I work. Here's my perception, and it's based on an energy question. Simple as imagine that sheet of paper being the place of work and draw a circle. And that would then go into the three C's of a ratio of their ability to connect, communicate, contribute. And that is a simple ratio that parallels the same ratios, and they get a differentiation. And then they can actually do some integration to other motivations because the motivation grid is what I have them look at. Of course, I'm getting them from an ascended point. They can get this
Right,
not in spiritual clarity.
don't talk about that
It's
anymore.
mental clarity. Yeah.
It's
That
very good.
confirmation on that software is what I want. I want to know if the stars are aligned for me to deliver. I've been holding off on it for about 5 years. The intention is healing and incorporating consciousness in the business.
Well, I'm getting, little tingly guys all over, so I don't have any question that it's
And
you
take a
should.
swim.
You what?
I said, if you're getting the tingles, go ahead and take a swim. I've gotten you dry.
Well, yeah. I was trying to pull up my 52-day chart here to see where you are. And for some reason, it's not. There you are. Okay, let me see. Your birthday is February 8th. 2-8. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're in Jupiter right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think this is a brilliant idea, and to say the
Yeah, I
least,
feel what you're saying. May not quite be the time.
no, it's not quite the time, but
Yeah,
you
about
might
that.
want to do, you might want to have a little personal conversation with me about choosing the right time, because it's, I would look at several different charts. I'm not laying cards out like a fortune teller. I'm looking at charts that are based in time. It's all mathematical and it's so accurate. Because I feel like you're very close to the time, but I just see a couple little humps that you need to go through here, and then the time goes good. But I would want to look at your 3 month cycles as well. I'm just looking at your yearly spread. So for me to be, I say yes, you're really close to the time. For me to actually tell you should do it at this time, I don't have enough information in front of me to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I got what I needed because that was my intuition. So thanks
Yeah.
for indicating,
But
confirming,
what you're
let's go ahead
saying,
and threshold.
the are you a programmer? Are you programming this, or
No, I've developed it, and I actually are more hands-on application of it.
we should talk.
Don't want to bore you with the details. Lots of
No,
essence.
I want to know the details, but we should
But
talk. Why don't
my algorithms that go into motivation that give you some pretty elegant mirror effect between things that are,
No,
inside you
it sounds
on the inside.
brilliant.
Foresight, delight.
Right.
It's all about compatibility. All wins and failures in life can be tracked back to compatibility. So that's what
Okay,
I'm in this for, as a recruiter.
Ken. Call me, okay? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm giving out my phone number. Take my number. It's 323-850-0812.
Sharon Jeffers.
That's
Sharon
me.
Jeffers.
Yes. Call me. Okay? Okay, thanks for calling.
Give me your number again, please.
323-850-0812.
That's 323-850.
1 minute. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I have Mary on the line, Marcia on the line, Nancy on the line, and Alicia on the line, and I have 1 minute left on the air. Or no, I have more than that. Yes? We're done? Okay, you guys, look. Next time I'm on the air, which will be in 2 weeks, don't hesitate to call in, but you're going to have to call back because I have to get off the air now. I hope you enjoyed the show. I loved being here today with all of you, and I look forward to talking to more of you next time, okay? So everybody have a great day, and remember what the day is gifting us with. Much love. Bye.